Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. We're inside the Game Bar and Grill, just hanging out, waiting for Thursday night football to start week four action. And we got some NFL, like I said, kicking off tonight, college football. The big game starting on Saturday. We're going to get into all that on our pick six segment. Charlie, how did the last weekend go for us? I think we did fared a little bit better than our early picking so far. We're starting to get warmed up.
Guys, given how the start of the season went, this was our best week by far, except for Bobby. Bobby didn't have a great week, but we'll get into that. I went 4-2. Mike, you went 4-2. Steve, you went 5-1 this past week. Awesome week for you. Bobby went 2-4. So a couple things that happened last week. I picked Texas Tech. That worked out for me. I picked Tulane. That did not work out for me, unfortunately. And then, Steve, what put you over the top was taking the Lions on Monday Night Football. That definitely worked out for you. You were the only one to take them. Everyone else was on the Ravens. So congrats to that, Steve.
Yeah, I was loving Dan Campbell, you know, with his big you-know-what and going for it all the time. It doesn't seem like he likes kicking field goals.
Yeah, so, Charlie, I saw him flip the coin over here. That's how he picked the Lions.
Yeah, well, it worked out for him. So resetting the standings, guys, we have a three-way tie for first place. Mike, Steve, and Bobby all sitting at 14-12. You know, I'm picking up the pace a little bit here, guys. This is my first winning week. You know, I'm typically pretty decent at this, but this year has not been very kind to me. I'm at 12-14, so I got a little bit of ground to make up, and hopefully I can make some ground up this week. We'll see what happens. Guys, we're going to start. College football week five is absolutely loaded. There was maybe six different games I could have picked for this. We could have done the whole thing for college football, but we split it up 3-3 as we always do. And so we're going to start, go chronologically order. We got number 4 LSU at number 13 Ole Miss. The Rebels 1.5-point favorites at home, guys. I know a lot of bookies and a lot of different sports bettors are kind of following the trend. Mike, you and I talked about this on Tuesday, that the home team has been winning these games pretty consistently, at least over the last few years. Bobby's got LSU plus 1.5, and I'm also going to go with LSU and get the 1.5 points here. Even if, you know, it's a close game, we got the point I have to work with. I think LSU wins this game outright. You know, the kind of the good trends that you saw from Garrett Nussmeier, I know it's against Southeastern, but being able to push the ball downfield, something that he really wasn't able to do in the first 3 weeks of the season with that torso injury, I think he's starting to get healthy. Coach Kelly's been talking about he's starting to get healthy. That adds a whole new dimension to LSU's offense that I don't think people have seen so far this year. And I got LSU winning this game at Ole Miss, guys. I'm right there with Bobby taking them plus 1.5.
Better defense than they've had the last, what, 3 or 4 years. I got to go with LSU here. I know the last 4 years, home team has won.
Right.
It's split 2-2. But you know what? I think it breaks this year. I'm going to go with the Tigers in a field goal game over Ole Miss.
Yeah, I'm right along with the pack. And like you just said there, Mike, that defense right now for LSU has me giving them the edge. Even with, I know, a prolific Ole Miss offense, I think they can match up well against them.
See how well the kid plays again.
Exactly.
Chambliss.
Yeah.
You know, see how well that works out. But he's been fantastic, really has. And he's no rookie. I mean, he started a lot of games at Ferris State. He understands, but he's never played in this type atmosphere. I think he'll play well, but I think LSU's defense is outstanding this year. Secondary is terrific. I'm going to go with the Tigers here in a close game.
Hopefully the clean sweep here from us doesn't jinx the LSU Tigers.
I hope not.
Yeah, it's happened before, guys. But as you said, hopefully it's not the case. And as you mentioned, Mike, strength versus strength in this matchup. Top 10 scoring defense in the country in LSU. Top 10 scoring offense in the country in Ole Miss. I think both of them are legit. It's going to be an awesome matchup, the chess match between Blake Baker's defense and Lane Kiffin's offense. But just the amount of talent that LSU has on defense this year, I think that they're a little bit more legit. And I do think that Ole Miss's offense is going to be great all season long, but LSU's defense is going to be the same way. So give me the Tigers. Clean sweep here, guys, to start things off. Up next, we got the whiteout game. Number 3, Penn State hosting number 6, Oregon. Penn State 3.5-point favorites. And boy, oh boy, I have been swinging back and forth on this one because I hate taking James Franklin in big games. Big game James, as they call it. I think he's like 4-20 against top 10 teams in his time at Penn State. He's been terrible. Bobby's taken Oregon plus 3.5 here. But then I was like looking at some of the numbers about Penn State in their whiteout game and how difficult of an atmosphere that is to play. I know that Dante Moore, the quarterback of Oregon, has been awesome to start the season, and that, you know, Drew Aller for Penn State hasn't been very good. I like Penn State's rushing attack. I think that, you know, the home field advantage here will give them the edge. So I will differ from Bobby, and I will take Penn State minus 3.5 in a touchdown type of game.
I'm going to go with Penn State here. It's almost, I feel like this is a sucker game.
It is.
Putting that 3.5 on there. Penn State, come on, you got to win this, a big game like this. And if you're gonna beat Oregon, you better beat him early,
right?
With Moore, because I think he gets better as the season goes along. I think Oregon is a legit team that could be playing deep into December. I feel the same way about Penn State. You know what? I think Penn State wins finally, because they've won a few. But I think if it's 4-20, let's make it 5-20.
I'm going to actually side with Hebert, guys. I'm going with the quack attack. Give me Oregon on the road here. I don't know. Penn State just hasn't impressed me at all.
They haven't.
No.
That's what scares me, Steve. I agree with you.
And guys, I'll put this out there as well, Mike, that I think that this is a more important game for Penn State than anything else. Like, because Oregon, if you look at their schedule, this is clearly the toughest game that they have to play. And I think, you know, outside of this, they could very easily run the table and be an 11-1 squad entering the college football playoff. On Penn State side of things, they still have to go to Ohio State later on in the season. I think this is a massive game for the Nittany Lions. I think the whiteout crowd will be there. I just think it's a sucker bet. Like you said, Mike, is the half point there. But give me Penn State minus 3.5. So this is split, guys. Mike and I got Penn State. Steve and Bobby got Oregon in this matchup. And closing out college football week 5, as I mentioned, a loaded slate. Number 17, Alabama at number 5, Georgia. Georgia 2.5-point favorites at home. And boy, oh boy, once again, a fantastic matchup here. In the SEC, you know, Mikey had brought up the stat earlier, Kirby Smart's 1-6 against Alabama in his career. And I think that's a really, really interesting one. But at the same time, Georgia has won 33 straight home games. I know Alabama, they've been looking really, really dominant recently, but they've also had some issues on the road, unless they're playing in Death Valley. That's a side note. Give me Georgia minus 2.5. Bobby also has Georgia minus 2.5. A lot of money's been coming in on Bama, guys. It's kind of pushed the line down to 2.5, so that's why I'm taking them. Once again, could be a field goal type of game.
I like definitely Georgia at home as well. That record, too, for Kirby Smart, a lot dealing with the other guy that was coaching over there for a while, Nick Saban. I'm just more confident in the dogs at home.
Give me Alabama.
Oh!
There it is.
Give me the Crimson Tide. I'm just telling you, I just think, man, if this game is close and you slip them 4 fingers up in the air, and it's 20-17, you say, uh-oh, is this going to happen again? I'm telling you, this game has a lot to do with mental. These teams are really well matched, but Georgia, and I got this from Pete Jenkins, Georgia is not nearly as good on defense front line, and he said as far as the depth, they don't have the depth they've had over the last couple of years because a lot of those guys get peeled off early for the draft.
Yeah.
If Alabama's got a shot here to redeem themselves off of an absolutely El Lazio performance against Florida State, it's here. And I think Georgia stole one against Tennessee. Tennessee helped them steal it. They almost gave them the wallet, so to speak. At the end of the game, I got to go with the Crimson Tide here.
Ooh-wee, nice and spicy for Mike. So, Charlie, we ended up going all the same. Everyone taking LSU, split even on Oregon, Penn State, and then Mike Yee, the only one being different, taking Bama.
No, and listen, it's a good pick. Bama's been playing really, really well, and they're getting their running back, I think, Jam Miller this weekend, so that's an extra dimension. Georgia's defense, as you mentioned, Mike, did not look very good against Tennessee, but they are at home, and just seeing some of the performances that Bama's had on the road under Coach DeBoer, on paper, I like Alabama and their roster more than this Georgia roster, but just playing in Athens, that's why I'm going with the home team.
Three picks down, three more to go. We'll be back with more right after this. Stay tuned on WWL, our weekend kickoff edition here on Sports Talk. Hanging out at the Game Bar and Grill. NFL picks coming up next right after this on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill rolling on this Thursday, the September 25th, getting ready for this weekend's action and week four in the NFL kicking off this evening, Thursday Night Football, Arizona-Seattle coming up here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Now getting into our NFL picks on pick six, kicking off action. And Charlie, I know you got number one on the list here, Saints at Bills with that massive spread.
So the spread's actually come down a little bit, guys. So today, the day we're doing this, Thursday, it's officially 15.5. A little bit of money's been coming on the Saints here ever since it opened at 16.5. So Bobby's got the Saints plus 15.5 in Buffalo. This one's tough for me, guys. I'll take the Bills. I know that they didn't cover against the Dolphins. I think there's maybe some divisional stuff there. This just kind of screams to me maybe like a 17-point game. And I know that the Saints... last week against Seattle was a little bit fluky, and this is a ton of points to be taking. But give me Buffalo to cover that 15.5 point spread.
This Buffalo.
Yeah, huh?
Buffalo for me.
Yeah, this was tough for me just because the number's so big. But I look at it, guys, and I'm sorry. There's nothing that gives me confidence about the Saints squad right now. They're not doing anything well that you can really hang your hat on. And Buffalo's a juggernaut. So as crazy as it is, I'm going to take the Bills and give that 15.5 to
two good offense.
I mean,
you,
yeah,
can score
you can't keep up with that, right?
I don't think you can keep up with it.
It's what Breeze had mentioned yesterday, right, guys, that if the Saints can get some turnovers, maybe they can keep this thing close. But seeing how the Saints defenses play this year, I don't really have much confidence that they'll be able to do that, at least get multiple turnovers against this really, really loaded Bills offense. Up next, guys, a really surprising game. The Ravens and the Chiefs, both 1-2 early on in the season. Two desperate squads looking to avoid that third loss in week four. Baltimore, 2.5-point favorites on the road in Kansas City. Bobby's got the Ravens -2.5, and it burned me last week, but I'm going back to the well. Give me Baltimore -2.5, picking up a nice win in Kansas City, kind of further burying the Chiefs a little bit here, guys.
Yeah, I'm going to go along with that Ravens flock. The Chiefs don't look like themselves right now. I know they're going to be getting some weapons back soon, but I don't know. The Ravens... playing great right now. The record's not indicative of what's going on. Unfortunate. Hopefully Derrick Henry can hold on to the ball here. But 2.5 in Kansas City, I'll take the Ravens.
Kansas City.
There it is.
I do think the Chiefs, I think this is a close game. It may end up being a field goal game. But, you know, they won so many close games last year, and now the Chiefs haven't been able to do it.
Yeah.
They might win one here. You know, neither team is really overwhelming. Either one. The Ravens, they got blown out the park Monday night against Detroit. People don't want to talk about that, but that's the truth. The Lions ran them off the field physically. I'm going to go with the Chiefs. Don't ask me why. I just gut feeling.
No, it's a good pick. I mean, you're getting points at home as well with this Kansas City team. It feels like Baltimore's run defense. What the heck has happened to them? I know that the Lions have kind of prided themselves on being able to run the football, and they're quote-unquote golden era of recent years, but they just annihilated. They almost embarrassed that Ravens team on Monday Night Football, which was, I think, the most shocking result of last weekend. Finally, guys, we're going with another primetime game. This one should be a lot of fun. The Packers, 6.5-point favorites at the Cowboys. Micah Parsons returned to Dallas. Bobby, of course, has picked the Packers in this game. I will follow suit. I think the Packers kind of got punched in the mouth this past weekend with that loss to you know, the Browns. And I had just mentioned that the most embarrassing loss of the weekend might have been the Ravens. It actually was probably that Browns team going and hosting the Packers and taking them down this past week, the most shocking result of the weekend. But give me them bouncing back. I don't like the Cowboys defense at all. And I think the Browns defense is ferocious. So Jordan Love, Packers offense is a nice bounce back week. And you can kind of guarantee that Micah Parsons is going to be playing with a chip on his shoulder.
You mentioned it right there, Charlie. I'll take the angry Micah Parsons and a ticked off Packers squad after that terrible loss to the Browns. Think they'll bounce back big in Dallas.
Okay, Jordan Love got to get off the pot.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Because he did not play well last week in a game that they could have easily won. And that's nothing against the Browns. The Browns' defense is legit.
For sure.
They're really good. But offensively, you know, it didn't take a lot of points to win that game. And he was awful in the second half of that football game. But in saying all that, man, Packers for me. I just think their defense. Give the ball to Josh Jacobs.
Yes. Okay,
the football ain't that heavy. Run it against the Cowboys and do what you got to do. But this has got to be a game where Jordan Love's got to be able to bounce back because he did not look good in that second half against Cleveland.
Luckily so Charlie, for him, guys, he's not going against Myles Garrett. He's going against the Cowboys' defensive front, which, I mean, kind of got torched this past weekend by a mediocre Bears offensive line. So I think he's going to be able to sit back in the pocket, be able to pick apart that that Cowboys' defense. And even though it isn't Dallas and that's a lot of points for a road team, this is a clean sweep. Everyone's taking the Packers here.
I was going to say, Charlie, we got two clean sweeps, one in college, one in NFL this week.
Yes, sir. We got LSU as a clean sweep and the Packers as a clean sweep to round things out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.